Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by the creators and the cast of Grease with a Side of Mumbo Sauce. It's a new play, obviously, you know, riffing on Grease. It's going to be at the Lincoln Theater in D.C. September 8th through the 10th. So, hey, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start off with the creator. Before we get to Grease, how'd the giz go last time? Remember, did you ever end up having Dorothy's house drop on Dan Snyder?
No, we didn't get to do that. I definitely took that in consideration, but we didn't get to do that.
We were joking about it last time, yeah. But anyway, real quick, how did it go? In all seriousness, was it a good turnout? Was it a good reaction?
Great turnout, sold out all three shows. They was really asking for more, and the cast did great. I mean, they treated us like we was like Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. It was like really crazy. So everything went the way it supposed to went.
That is awesome. And now, you know, now that's our segue. Now we have a new Jackson 5. There's five of us on this Zoom call and we're talking about Grease with a Side of Mumbo Sauce. I assume this is part of your same company, right? DC Black Broadway. Sort of give us a little background on, you know, forming of that and how you're rolling out all these plays sort of under that umbrella.
The DC Black Broadway, it started by me walking up U Street and not seeing any Black productions on U Street anymore. And so, you know, I did my study on Broadway, and I was like, man, what a perfect place to stop is here at the Lincoln Theater. So thought it would be an attraction. And, you know, with Broadway, they usually do a lot of adaptations of what's going on in movies. And so I thought that would be a great idea, but put a flair of DC culture in it. And it birthed something new, something that everybody else wanted to see.
Awesome. And one more for the doctor before we get to the rest of the cast. Tell me about the idea. So you did the Giz, you know, a riff on The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz, but a go-go version, DC based. Took us all around town. What's the idea behind doing Grease with the Side of Mumbo Sauce? Obviously, that's, you know, a favorite flavor of the DC area. When did you get the idea to do Grease? You know, I guess Olivia Newton-John just died, but John Travolta, it was such a famous thing back in the 70s. But when did the idea start percolating? I'm going to do a DC-based Grease.
It basically started when I was starting looking for my next play to do. And I said one of my wife's favorite movie was Grease. And so I was looking through Grease, and I started Googling Grease, and I didn't see no reputation of us in Grease. And so I said, no, this can't be right. I started looking at high school plays. I mean, I looked at over maybe 300 hours of Grease. I tried to find a reputation of us. Like 300. I mean, my eyes bleed. My wife said, I can't take no more. And then it hit me. Yeah. I said, I have to do a Black version of Grease. And that's where it started from. So I started putting the songs together, and I started looking at all the different versions of Grease. And I was like, oh, this is going to be cool to see, you know, the first time it's an all Black cast of Grease.
That's awesome. So it's your wife's favorite movie or musical was Grease, and then so you dive in and you're like, all right, let's see this, you know, all the famous songs, and then you're like, wait a minute, these are all white people in every hallway, every scene, like, let's get some people of color and some DC representation in here. I love it.
Yeah, and then with the Mumbo Sauce came, was I didn't want to put out a go-go music because it got so many different styles of music in it, but go-go is heavily based in it, and so I was like, well, I don't want to do go-go music this time. I said, what represents DC? And I was like, Mumbo Sauce. And then I put two together. I said, Grease with a Side of Mumbo Sauce. I said, that's it. I said, I like it. My spider senses started going. I couldn't rest for the rest of the night. And I said, hey, when I know I got a hit is when I can't sleep.
Yeah.
So that's when it happened. So it's Side of Mumbo Sauce.
That's when you know you're onto something. You're tasting that Mumbo Sauce as you're drifting off to sleep and you can't sleep. That's awesome. All right, well, let's bring in some of the cast members. So who do we got? Obviously, it was John Travolta in the old movie, but who do we got as the main lead? It's Frank Scooby Marshall as Disco Dan. Scooby, why don't you why don't you jump in here and tell us about your character? Like, yeah, who is he? Is he like a senior in high school? Is he a greaser? Is he a jock? Like, what's his deal?
I mean, Cool Disco Dan is he's a throwback to the 80s of DC. Cool Disco Dan was a real figure in DC who gained his prominence through art, street art over the years. And so I thought it was cool to put his name in the play. But Dan himself is a senior at Ballou High School who fell in love with a young lady, Candy, in Ocean City. And, you know, he tried to play big for his boys when he got back to school. And now he got to prove his love to get his girl back. So, you know, the biggest challenge for me was, you know, trying to look 18 again. And having,
you got it. I love that. So just to follow up, and just to clarify, you said it's all set in Ballou High School over in Southeast DC. Awesome.
Yeah.
So Ballou High School of Southeast DC is where all this unfolds, right below, like, where what, St. Elizabeth's and all that stuff. Awesome. Very cool.
The great Ward 8.
The great Ward 8. Awesome. Well, so you said he meets, so it's Sandy and, you know, Summer Love and, you know, Have Me a Blast. It's Sandy and Danny in the original. And this one, it's not Sandy, it's Candy, right? So let's bring in the other star here, Tiffany McCall. Did I say it right? McCall?
Yes. McCall, all right. So, that's right.
So tell us, similar to how we just found out about, you know, the leading man there. Tell us about Candy. Like, who is she? How did she meet her lover here?
Well, so Candy is a high school senior also. She actually is from North Carolina. So she's lived in North Carolina, and some things happened and brought her to DC. And it was supposed to be just for the summertime, for a summer vacation she spent in Ocean City. And that's where she met Disco Dan. Well, she didn't know about Disco Dan when she met him, and she fell in love, felt like a dream come true. And then all of a sudden, plans changed. And instead of moving back to North Carolina, she becomes a senior at Ballou High School. And her fairy tale summer love, she's like holding it into her heart, wondering if she'll ever meet him again. And then lo and behold, her true love Dan is actually Disco Dan, known by his friends. And so Candy is just trying to navigate, you know, who this new Dan is, and wanting the love that they share, but kind of not feeling this new persona that he has. So in the end, she feels like in order to get his attention, she has to kind of match his fly, I'll say.
So he starts acting different than he was when they first met in the summer nights, right? How's he acting? You know, in the old one, he's, you know, they're being trying to be a greaser and be too cool for school. He don't want to talk to her, and she meets up with like the pink ladies or whatever. So like, yeah, like what are like the clicks in this one that you like? Is there a pink ladies version in this?
Yeah,
so
we
do have
a
pink ladies. We call them the pink honeys. Yeah,
pink honeys. Okay.
And we also pay homage to a legendary crew that's known in DC. I'm actually from North Carolina myself, so I'm actually been assimilated to the culture through Grease of the Side of Mumbo Sauce, DC culture. So I'm asked a lot of questions. I'll refer the DC questions to Lavelle and Scooby.
But that's good. That like it mirrors your real life. So it feels authentic. You
Absolutely.
Really are from North Carolina,
Absolutely.
Like an outsider coming to DC and learning everybody. Okay. I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that. And so the Pink Honeys is who sort of the clique that you join with. Who's Disco Dan's group? Or like who's the greasers, the Grease Lightning folks in this? Do they have like a name, their clique?
Yeah, we are the Don Perignon crew.
Oh, the Don Perignon crew. And when you're done with them, it's the Disco Dan Perignon. I love it. Well, let's bring in Vance. You've been very patient, Vance. Who do you play? What is your role in the show, Vance?
Well, I'm actually playing the janitor of Ballou High School that's been there for over 20 years. And I'm kind of watching everything playing out. And let me just first say, we have an amazing cast, and the directors and the producers are phenomenal, great people to work with. And I think this is an ineffable production that I'm glad to be a part of. But as a janitor, I've seen a whole lot. I've been in the city for many years.
and trying to see this new senior class panning out with this teenage triangle love and kind of narrating where it's going and what it should be. It's an absolutely phenomenon, though. But I'm playing the janitor. I've been there over 20 years and have seen it all from the 80s and looking at this senior class. And I thought back in the day that I seen it all, but I ain't seen half of it until you see the senior class.
And so it's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love the old, you know, the janitor character that we've seen that in a bunch of stuff. I mean, like, I guess like Abbott Elementary most recently gets some of the funniest lines because he's been there the whole time and, you know, can give some wisecrack zingers. But I guess if they spill the mumbo sauce, you're the one that has to clean it up, right? Man.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. This thing sounds so fun. Now, is obviously the old classic one was a musical with all those famous numbers and Summer Nights and Grease Lightning and what is all the You're the One That I Want, all those. But is this a musical or is it more of like a straight play that maybe nods to some of those songs?
It's a musical.
It's a musical.
Definitely
so they're
a musical.
They're singing. Okay.
Definitely a musical.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, perfect. That's what I wanted to go into. So tell me about some of the songs. Is there a song that sort of correlates to each of those big numbers? Like, is there a version of Summer Nights in this?
Absolutely. Okay. So I get a chance. I have the opportunity and the privilege of being, you know, the music director for the play also.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, when I saw the script the first time and saw the songs, you know, we all grew up on Grease. And so when I saw the songs, the challenge was trying to figure out how to get the songs to sound DC, you know what I mean? And yeah. Put the go-go spin on it. And so, you know, Lavelle came up with, you know, the songs and how we was going to play them. And it was just my job to kind of fit them in DC style. So, you know, working with so many great singers, Tiffany is an incredible singer. You know, the Pink Honeys have incredible singers. And we forgot to mention the Heck and Jamal Honeys, who are the rival gang, rival crew to the Pink Honeys, you know, paying homage to Heck and Jamal, as Tiffany was going to say before. And, you know, we just got a bunch of talent in the play. Great dancing, great singing, all choreographed, the dancing choreographed by Sadia Jenkins. And the play is directed by my sister, Lisa Marshall. So like we have a whole lot of talent in the play and, I'm just excited to work with everybody.
I love it. I love that it's a musical.
Let me tell you my favorite part. Have you heard, the song Shabua Roll Call?
Yeah. Is there Shabua, like a riff on that in here?
Yes, definitely. It's a PG version we do in the classroom with Shabua Roll Call, and that was my most exciting part of seeing them come up with their own rhymes and doing the Shabua Roll Call in the classroom. That's very exciting to me
in the classroom. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and I'm not gonna make you all sing, you know, live on Zoom. I mean, you can if you want, but is there a way, if you even could speak a lyric or two from some of the big numbers, like what the, so the, you know, summer loving had me a blast, tell me more, tell me all that. Like,
wanna do a Scooby?
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
I met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days,
so
drifting.
So
yes,
there
you,
go.
Got, you it, got it.
Okay, so there, so that answers my question. So there are the actual old songs in here too.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
see, I was asking, like, was there like a different version of it? You know, like a remix version. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna put the DC flavor on it though.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you
okay.
Put the beat on.
I got gotcha. Okay, beat. Great. So a DC beat applied to some of the classic songs. All right. Well, then tell me which of the old songs make it in and which ones are some new ones, like you're saying, the roll call one. Like, like what are some of the old classic ones that are still around here?
Well, go ahead, Scoop.
Oh, we got Summer Lovin'. We got You're the One That I Want. We got a Rizzy song. What's Rizzy's song?
There are worse things I could do.
There are worse things.
Yeah, there you go.
Go with the boy or two.
That's it. That's right.
Yeah, we got that in there. We got I Am Sandy D. What we gonna call it? Candy D.
Mm-hmm. Candy D. Yeah, look at me. I'm Candy D.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Jason, how many times you seen this movie, man?
I've seen not just Grease. I've seen every movie a million times. It's just, yeah, it's burnt into my brain. Yes, hopelessly devoted to you. That's going to be a good one to sing, I'm sure. There's Grease. So one of the, there's just so many.
One of the best parts of Grease with a Side of Mumble Salt is the change of the era. So because the show is set in a different time period, it's in the 80s versus in the 50s, we're able to incorporate a lot of old school 80s music and 80s feel to the show. Nice. It completely like changes the elements of what you're expecting from Grease. No poodle skirts or, you know, leather jackets with the collar. Well, we do have some collars pop, but not the slick down hair. It's more of a like an 80s vibe. And so a lot of your favorite songs from the 80s get to do a little cameo in the show too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask, because the old one was the 50s or 60s or something, and their lingo is, you know, wop baba loop bop a wop bam boom and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hand jive, all that. But like, so like, does any 80s lexicon make it in here? You know, any 80s
absolutely
words, yeah.
Absolutely, all through the play.
Yeah, we got Janet Jackson, we got Chuck Brown, we got Tina Turner. We got EU. New Edition, EU. So we have
a lot of 80s music.
I love it. That'll definitely
and the lingo. All the lingo makes it. Bumping Fresh, Like That. You know, all the old DC lingo. That's what I'm most proud of. It's us in the play. And I just can't wait for the people to experience it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
The most challenging part of this role is trying to understand what everyone is talking about, because I didn't grow up here, so I'm not familiar with a lot of the stuff that they're saying. So I'm like, Bumping Fresh, what are you talking about? So that's been one of the challenges. Some of the things that people are like, is that a line from the show? Like, no, I really just don't understand.
She's got that Michael Jordan Carolina lingo, and we're up here talking Kevin Durant, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sounds awesome. Anything else? I have more than enough to work with, but anything else we want to say about it before we go? I guess like, yeah, pretend that I'm not even here and you're talking directly to the listeners through the radio. You know, be like, hey, DMV, come on out. You're going to have a great time. I don't know who wants to do it. Maybe our two leads can
go ahead, Lavelle,
first.
Well, I just want to say, you know, it's going to be a great production. I want to see everybody come out. If you're feeling like being nostalgic, if you want to take it back to the 80s, go to www.thelincolndc.com. Grab your tickets. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You're going to dance. You're going to sing. And you're going to see one of the greatest stage plays of a movie that you absolutely love ever. So with us in it. So make sure you come out.
I love it. Yes.
That was it.
I think you said it perfectly. I don't think we need to say anything else.
Except, perfect.
Yeah. If you got chills and they're multiplying, get some mumbo sauce. Come down to Grease.
I get killed and multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
We'll leave it right there.
You better shape up.
Oh no, go ahead, go ahead.
Cause I need a man.
I can use this stuff, so go ahead.
Jump in. My heart is set on you. You better shape up. You gotta understand. To my heart, it must be true.
Yeah.
Nothing left for me to do. All right, we got it.
There you go, Jason.
That's it. Come on, Jason.
I love it. Now, everybody, you're the one that I want.
Right.
Honey.
Awesome, man.
There you go. You're the one that I want.
I love it. All right. Thanks for singing. I didn't know we get some sound bites. I'll definitely try to play those on the radio. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for doing this. This sounds like a blast, and it's going to be so much fun. Even as a radio piece, it's going to be so much fun. So thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Be well.
Bye.